Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station. We had the WANA hotline, and Opelika Mayor Eddie Smith joins me on the hotline. And Eddie, good morning, first off.
Morning, Ben. How you doing?
I'm doing well this morning, man. I don't know if you're planning on heading to Birmingham or not, but we've got a big game. But before we even talk about Opelika playing for the state championship, I saw the former mayor and a picture with the Auburn mayor going over and doing some lunch, and I didn't see you in there. So I want to make sure you hold him his feet to the fire on that as far as getting your free lunch out of this whole deal.
No question about it. He and I talked, and we could not do it at the same time that he and Mayor Fuller were on there. But, yeah, he owes me a lunch, and I get to choose the place, and it'll be in Opelika, and he gets the luxury of paying for it. I'm glad you brought that up, because I needed to make sure that he hadn't forgotten about it.
Oh, yeah. I brought it up to him yesterday. He hadn't forgotten about it. Now, he did make a good point, and he said, you know, Gary retired. He said, I'm not real sure how he got in on that bet, but it's cost me a lunch nonetheless.
Well, you know, he's got to take care of himself, and nothing matter. I can't fix that for him.
I completely agree. So, well, listen, Eddie, before you guys got into the meeting last night, what did that work session look like before y'all got into to the regular meeting?
Well, we just had a couple of things that we talked about during the work session. One of them was the Opelika Christmas Parade, which is scheduled, as you know, for Friday night. And according to the weather report a little while ago, the chance of rain for Friday is about 95%.
Uh-oh.
And so we added a something to the agenda to allow an adjustment on that. Generally speaking, the Christmas parade is rain or shine, but when there's a 95% chance there's going to be the third day in a row of rain, you need to make sure that you have a backup plan. And so our backup plan is to have just Opelika and a tree lighting on Saturday evening and no parade.
Okay.
And the reason for not being able to do a parade is we don't have enough policemen to man the barricades and to get all the things set up and do their regular jobs. And so we're going to have to back down on the parade if the weather doesn't change.
Okay.
And so we'll get that information out. And so thank you for allowing me to mention that this morning, because we want everyone to know, obviously, we want the Christmas parade in Opelika is a big deal. And there's about 80 entrants into the parade this year, and it has a Whoville theme. I'm not sure that I'm going to look like any of the Whoville characters, but that is going to be the theme, and it should be a lot of fun, and hope the weather participates. But if not, we have a backup plan put in place now.
And I'm sorry if I missed it, if you said it, did y'all say when y'all would make a call on that? Would it be day of or
we'll make that call 10 o'clock Friday morning.
Okay, good deal. I hate to see that, but who knows? Maybe that rain will move up on into Thursday and stay away as far as Birmingham is concerned tonight. I'd be remiss if I didn't remind everybody that it's going to be Learn From Home Day today as far as school is concerned. We're Opelika City School, and then they're going to have a late arrival tomorrow so all the Bulldog fans can get up to Birmingham and watch the Dogs play for a state championship.
Absolutely, and I'm going to head that way this afternoon and hopefully be a part of seeing us make some history. Only our third trip to the finals games of the football season, and we're yet to bring back that blue, this is a map of the state of Alabama, is on those trophies. And so we want to bring it back to Opelika for the first time.
Oh, I would love to see it, especially against Thompson. Everybody hates playing Thompson, so I would love for Opelika just to shock them and shock the world and come back home with one of those blue maps to put in the trophy case over at Opelika High.
Absolutely. I was talking to my friend Mark Mitchell earlier, And we were talking about those blue maps of the state of Alabama and how incredible that would be to put that in there. And my take on the football game is if it's going to be as cold as it has potential to be, that should give us a edge in because you're throwing the ball and having to catch it in cold weather is a little bit different than running the football. Because, you know, Ben, we're going to run the football, and then we're going to run it again, and then we're going to run it again. And so and hopefully that will play a role in wearing down the opponent and giving us a better chance to win. I am convinced that Coach Moore has the team ready, and I'm sure they are really loading up and headed that way. And, you know, they got to get there and get them some lunch and then get them some walkthroughs and then get them some dinner and then be ready to go at 7 o'clock kickoff tonight.
Yep, and, it is.
And we got a chance to make history, so it's going to be a lot of fun to be there and be a part of.
It's an exciting time indeed. I've been on the broadcast side for Opelika, for Auburn, for this particular area, and it's just a fun day indeed. And I hope the kids soak it all in. This will be something, Eddie, that they're able to tell their children and grandchildren for years to come. So,
absolutely.
And they don't realize that now. Right now, they're in the moment, but it'll hit them about 10 years from now. They go, you know, I played for a state title, and
that's right. And especially if we win.
Yeah.
Then, you know, I was on the team that won the first state championship in the history of the city of Opelika. And I hope there are some more to come. But we got to get the first one first, right?
Very well said. So, hey, before we get into the meeting, can I take a break real quick and pay some bills?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Thank you, Ben.
We'll do that. We'll Eddie on the line with us as we're talking Opelika and the council meeting last night. Also talking about a little bit of football taking place a little bit later on this evening. More with Eddie Smith, Opelika mayor, here momentarily after this.
The best part of waking up is Ben on your radio. This is Auburn Opelika This Morning.
This is Jessica Samuel with Opelika Power Services. Want to stay cool and save cash? Set your thermostat to 78 degrees when you're home and 85 when you're away. And don't forget, turn off lights, TVs, and electronics when not in use. Small steps make a big impact. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for more tips and news. This energy-saving message brought to you by Opelika Power Services. Hometown people working for you.
Stay warm, dry, and ready this hunting season with premium gear from Winter Timber Outdoors. Suit up with the latest Sitka apparel, light and crispy boots, and premium dive bomb waders built for the toughest of hunts. And don't forget the feed. Grab triple clean deer corn, just $8.99 for a 50-pound bag. From the woods to the water, we've got everything you need to elevate your adventure. Winter Timber Outdoors, Auburn Opelika's premier hunting and shooting retailer.
Jonathan here with University Ace Hardware. At University Ace, we make renting easy. Pick up a pressure washer, grab the right cleaner, and get expert advice all in one trip. Not sure what you need? Our team is here to help, guaranteeing that you leave with everything required to get the job done right. From chainsaws and dingoes to lifts, zero-turn mowers, and much more. Rent for 4 hours a day, a week, or even a month. Whatever fits your project. Skip the extra trips and rent local. Visit University Ace Hardware today, next to the movie theater in Auburn.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Saturday only, the one-day sale at Jewelry by Design, 590 North Dean Road, just down from Kroger in Auburn, with discounts up to 60% off the entire store. Additional balloon discounts and doorbusters throughout the day. Plus, sign up for the drawing of a grand prize. That's Jewelry by Design's one-day only sale, this Saturday at 590 North Dean Road, just down from Kroger in Auburn. Hurry to Jewelry by Design and their one-day only sale. That's this Saturday
with free valet parking.
About issues that matter to you. Auburn Opelika This Morning with Ben Taylor.
We continue with Opelika Mayor Eddie Smith as we talk about last night's council meeting. Again, safe travels to all of those that are going to be headed to Birmingham. But before y'all leave, I'm glad y'all are getting a dose of what all took place last night. So Eddie, go ahead and walk us through the meeting whenever you guys got started.
Okay, thank you, Ben. The work session, we as we were talking earlier off there, that we would or making some adjustments, or maybe we're going there on our Christmas parade. So I hope everybody will get that information. The other thing that we did, we had a presentation from Nicholas Brock. I think you and I talked about him before, but he is a prospect for getting his Eagle Scout award, and he is building a Gaga pit at Covington Rec Center as his project. Now, Gaga is a up-and-coming new sport that I'm not a lot familiar with, but it's some version of a combination of pickleball and handball.
Okay.
What I understand. And they build, and they have a court that they play on, and Nicholas is going to build one. And so we're excited to see what he does with that. And obviously, anytime you have a Eagle Scout in your community, that means somebody is doing something right. And so kudos to Nicholas and to his family for having the commitment that he has to get to this point. There's a limited number of Eagle Scouts in our country, and the more that they are, the better things will be. He's just a great young man. So thank you for what he's doing.
That's very cool. Usually those guys, too, in the Eagle Scout, they turn out to be the leaders of our community. So we may see him down the road a little bit, Eddie. He may be gunning for your job a little bit later on, Eddie.
Well, you know, I talked to him after the meeting, Ben, and I said, I want to make one recommendation to you. He said, yes, sir, what is it? I said, you need to speak into the mic better. And I said, yep, no, I said that. And when I was on the campaign trail, I learned that from my wife every time we went somewhere. You know, she said, you got to speak into the mic. You got to almost eat that thing, you know.
You do.
As you know all about that. But and his mom was just beaming that we were taking the time to help make some suggestions to him. But he's a young man that we'll hear more about. And so I'm really proud of him and his mother and for the fact that they stayed committed to making this project happen.
That's awesome stuff. So you guys got through there, and where else did you go after that?
Well, we had, under the mayor's comments, we appointed Ben Bug to the Opelika Planning Commission for a term to expire on February the 15th of 2030. It's hard to say, 2030, gee. But Ben Bug will be a great addition to the Planning Commission. We all know Ben and his commitment that he's been to Dixie Youth Baseball in our community. And then as a retired detective from our Opelika Police Department, and now running his own private business. But Ben will be a good addition, and I'm proud to say that he accepted my request and will be joining us for the first Planning Commission meeting on the third Tuesday of this month.
Okay.
We also had two presentations from the Parks and Rec. First of all, Bubba and Michelle Dean donated $40,000 to the East Alabama Miracle League toward the resurfacing of the Miracle League field. And so we are indebted to Bubba and Michelle. We want to thank them publicly for their donation. And the Miracle League will continue to thrive and be a great place for people that aren't able to play in a regular organized baseball league. So the Miracle League, if you've never been out there, you need to go and watch when they do have their games. And it will touch your heart.
It's an absolute fantastic facility, too. Those of you that have not been out there and been a part of it. And I got to coach a team out there, Eddie. And needless to say, I think they had a whole lot more. I got more nervous than them. They had a whole lot more fun than I did.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can see that in the smiles on their faces that they happened. When we were making this announcement, I looked over at former Mayor Barbara Patton, And she and I were on the group that helped put the original Miracle League field out there. Mm-hmm. And I think $40,000 may have been the total budget for creating the Miracle League field. But thank you to the City of Opelika for donating one of the fields at West Ridge and to the Miracle League group that continues to run that operation. And it's just an incredible part of our city.
You guys also gave a little bit of money to the Pickleball Club, right?
Well, yeah, the Pickleball Club made a $50,000 donation to the pickleball courts to upgrade the lights.
So they gave the money to you.
They were giving the money to us, yeah, absolutely. Mm. And so we will use those dollars to replace the lights in the original pickleball courts to make them LED lights like the new lights, and so that the there won't be a difference in the lighting when they come on at night. So thank you to the Miracle League, to the Pickleball Club for their donation to the city to do those upgrades and those lights. And so we'll get that done quickly and make a difference. You know, the pickleball is basically put Opelika on the map in a whole different way than we ever expected, because we actually have people moving here because of our pickleball facility. And so it's a great thing. And to the Mayor Fuller and the people that were involved in bringing pickleball, Sam Bailey, I want to say thank you, and it's made a difference in our city.
I know you guys had a few public hearings, but so we don't run out of time, I didn't know if you wanted to jump through those real quick or you want to go ahead and hit that consent agenda, because you guys had a lot to get through down there.
Yeah, the public hearings were about amendments to a couple of things we already have going on. Broad Metro is the people that own the land between I-85 and the Texas Roadhouse. They're still working on bringing us a golfing facility there, so we're excited about what they will get done, and so we extended the agreement that we had with them. We already have the agreement in place, but it was an extension, as was the other public hearing about Mila Manufacturing. We're all excited about the prospects of what that will become. They're already producing high-end appliances in Opelika, and we'll be building a manufacturing plant, and has the potential to become the second or third largest employer in our community. So we're excited about Mila Manufacturing.
I love it.
Then we went on to the consent agenda, Ben, and there was 18 things under there, and I'll just tell you that about 7 of them were opportunities to buy new vehicles for different areas of our community, of our city, which is a normal occurrence because of moving into a new year, a new fiscal year. So we budgeted these things, and now we can put them in place to make the purchases. And so we'll get those things going. The Opelika Power Services had a couple of transformer and voltage purchases that they needed. And one of the ones that's always interesting is the Netrix software purchase for IT, $453,000. And so I made the comment to Dr. Stephen Dahl, who does a wonderful job of running our IT department. You know, Stephen, I have no clue what we're approving here. I'm not an IT person. I know he does a wonderful job of running everything. So, you know, when he makes a request, everybody goes, let's approve that one and move on. And I don't think anybody knows what we really bought, except for him.
Right.
But they do a great job, and so I want to tip my hat to Stephen and his department for keeping us up and running and in the 21st century of computers and the things that it takes to run running operation right now. One of the other things that we're really interested in is the we approved some tax abatements for Stinson Breads. And Stinson Breads is probably another well-kept secret. They have a retail store on North Railroad Avenue, but bigger than that is they have basically a manufacturing facility in the back part of that where they make breads and pastries and sell them in quantities. And so they are actually going to do an expansion and get bigger on that wholesale side. And so if you haven't had any of the Stinson Bread projects products, I would recommend that you go by and get you a pastry because they are really, really good.
Mm. Yeah, I've heard good things from Todd Shackett from Southern Union. He's told me I need to get by there.
Yeah, it's really a good place. And then ILM with the fact that we approved this special appropriation for our O'Groves. Mm-hmm. O'Groves is the operation that sells vegetables on Wednesday afternoon during the summer when they are grown. But the story behind O'Groves is that the people that grow these vegetables are Opelika High School students for the most part that need something different to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
And so as part of the alternative school projects, they get to be part of O'Groves in the planting and growing and picking of the vegetables that they then are able to sell at Courthouse Square. And so I think it gives those young men and women the opportunity to do something, learn something that they wouldn't otherwise have. And so Dr. Shama Forbes does a wonderful job of coordinating that thing and creating the sales. And a special thank you to the young people that are participating in that.
Oh, no doubt whatsoever. We have them in from time to time. They come in. The extension folks work with them as well. So Tara will bring them in and let them discuss some of the things that are happening. And I'm just glad you guys are helping keep that thing afloat and keep it going. Because I mean, they got everything. They also teach them how to handle animals. I think they got goats and something else out there as well. So it's more of a farming aspect, not just growing vegetables for people to partake in. So Eddie, safe travels today, man. I know that you're going to be headed up to pull those dogs on, and I think you even had an opportunity to see a new Auburn University football coach introduced earlier this week with signing day today. So I know you're an Auburn fan, unlike the previous mayor, even though he still pulled for them when they weren't playing for Alabama. But I will say I'm glad.
That's what he said.
I agree with you. He said it publicly. He was a great politician. Let me just say that, Eddie. He was a great politician. So
absolutely, he was. And yeah, I always knew the right thing to say in the right place. We get to go to the press conference, and my friend Ron Anders, who still owes me lunch, by the way, he said it was wonderful to see a mayor from Opelika that was an Auburn fan. Said, 21 years I've been having to deal with the other guy. So.
I'm glad you brought that up instead of me having to bring it up since Gary's a listener. So safe travels today, Eddie. I greatly appreciate it, man. And hopefully I'll have some good news to talk to you about next time we visit.
Thanks, Ben. Go dogs.
You bet. As Opelika Mayor Eddie Smith joined me on the WANA Hotline, we're going to continue with the 12 Days of Giving and 12 Days of Christmas that's going to be happening next. Elizabeth Boutique, as Beth is in the house, we're going to talk about the winner. I do have that name, by the way, that we will call out on the air. Talk about her and discuss some of the winnings that she gets. $300 gift card, by the way. And we'll see what all's had to offer as far as Elizabeth Boutique is concerned. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Fox News, a look at your local news coming up.